Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy day,
they're all gone.
Lush Radio Gospel. Praise the Lord. This is your girl, Lushy Lush, you know, praising the Lord, bringing the gospel to everybody. You can come as you are. We're praising the Lord in so many different ways, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes in life, you know, you want to make change in your life. Maybe you want to move to a new place because you feel like you're tired of the same place you're in. You know, sometimes you want to make change within yourself, or you want to do change in your surroundings or the people that you're around. Change. Change comes by force, and change comes by the willing. Whatever change you decide to change, make sure that it's the right thing and it's the right move for you. Sometimes, you know, we go through life and we sit here and we wonder, am I doing the right thing with myself? Am I actually seeing any prosperity in the things that I'm doing? What do I have to show for? That's the question we ask. You should never have to ask that question if you honestly feel like you're doing something right and you're living by God and knowing God and loving God. And shout out to Outreach 24/7. You know, definitely check them out. They do a podcast each and every Monday at 8 o'clock. Check them out, you know. They do their rehearsals and, you know, and so praise be to God. And shout out to Deja Vu Records, Granville, definitely doing this thing, you know. Praising the Lord all day, every day, like he always does. Shout out to Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor McCray and his wife and his daughter, Shiloh, Nicole. We love you guys. Lush Radio Gospel, definitely bringing, you know, the gospel to the masses and praising the Lord at the same time. You know, like I said, change. One of my sisters talked to me today, and she said, girl, I don't know what I want to do, man. I'm tired of living in the same place, same time, doing the same thing, and it constantly seems redundant. I need change in my life. I need to go somewhere. You know, I'm thinking about moving to Florida. You know, sometimes, you know, you're worried in your life and you feel like you're stagnated. You feel like you're not going nowhere, like you're flowing in the same space. That's the question we deal with. Do you feel like there's actually some progression in your life? If there's not, then you just need to start analyzing it. And whatever you decide to move, or even a job, if you feel like you want to change your job, remember they said you can't leave if you don't have a backup. You know what I'm saying? So if you're thinking about leaving your job and you're not happy with it, make sure you research and find out if there's anything and send out those applications. Even though we're in a recession, all you got to do is put it in God's hand. God always makes a way, no matter what the situation is. He always makes a way. God is good. He might not come when you want him, but he's always on time. So, like I said, you want to change in your job, pray on it, you know. You want to move from where you're living at and you just feel like it's too much violence and too many things going on, pray on it. God will make a way all the time. So, like I said, people, you got to sit here and think about change. Sometimes you go into a situation where and sometimes you and shout out to Strictly 1-1, you know, definitely doing this 1-2, you know, praise be to God. And he is an awesome dude, and he's definitely praising the Lord every single day, and God is good all the time. He's one of my advisors, big brother, you know. And you know, another problem that we have, people, is that we always praise God only when it's on the good times. You know, there's some bad times that happen in life, but, you know, we got to praise God that he got us through those bad times. And we got to look at those bad times as memories. Now it's memories in our lives. It's not in existence right now. We're still living and we're still providing. And like my big brother says all the time, he said, even though it's a bad time and you feel like you can't get through it, and you feel like, oh, Lord, I just want to kirk out or lose my mind, he says, you know, everything is perfect. Praise be to God. Because you know what? It could be a worse situation. So we got to praise God. You know, so many people that's lost their limbs. And so many people that's been in worse situations. Like I tell y'all all the time, what other situations has been the worst situation of our life? We always say that. But God has gotten us through it. He is an awesome God. He's a good God. And we got to give God praise. God, we got to give you praise because, you know, you are awesome God. Without you, there is no me. You know? And I just want to say all my people out there that's going through the struggle. I mean, I know our economy is messed up, and I know, you know, a lot of people or some people just can't take it. But you know what? You have to find a solid place and a solid place in God and pray to him, because he will make a way no matter what. If you feel like you don't know how you're going to feed your kids the next day, you pray to God. When you feel you don't know if you're going to be able to make your job or you're going to keep your job, you pray to God. You have to pray to God. And at the same time, we need to learn to humble ourselves. You understand? Not everything is owed to us. Some people walk around with their head up like, oh, man, it's owed to us. You know, you need to give me this, you need to give me that. No. No one has to give you anything. But you must humble yourself. You must learn humbleness. We need to humble ourselves in this life. You understand? Because those who are humble shall receive. It doesn't matter how much you give out. You understand what I'm saying? When you give from the honest and the purity of your heart. You don't give to receive. Because you know what? God will give you and bless you in the end. You know, so many people are so worried about, people call them Indian givers. Well, I gave you this, and I need you to give me this back, and this, that, and the third. And, you know, why are you so worried about that? Remember in the situation that you were in, maybe you were standing in line, you didn't have enough money to pay for your groceries, right? And that one person behind you said, I got it. Don't worry about it. That was your blessing, you know. Blessings might not come that same day, but it'll come. You know, and God is good. I just got to say, thank God, you know. Sometimes I wonder, you know, how would I make it in this life? You know, I've been homeless, you know. I've been to the point and the breaking point of my life when I wanted to commit suicide, when I just wanted to go. And I couldn't take it no more. Wondered, was I a good parent? Was I going to be able to take care of my daughter? Was I ever going to be able to make it, you know, through my divorce and everything? But God got me through, and God brought me here, and I'm still here achieving and striving and humbling myself. I'm not better than no man or woman. No one is perfect in life. So if you walk around like your stuff don't stink, hey, you got the wrong thing coming. Because nobody in this life is perfect. We all go through the same struggle, you know. And you know, all I can say is that God is good, you know. God is good all the time, and I give him praise. And, you know, if you want to call in and shout out your church, you can call in at 347-826-7722. If you want to give your pet testimony about how God has been good for you, you call in at 347-826-7722. And, you know, give God praise because he is good all the time, you know. And you know what? You know, every time my daughter asked my daughter, I said, baby, where's God at? She said, God is in my heart. And that always, like, makes me feel so good when she tells me that, like, you know, because it's weird because sometimes, you know, it's hard that our children now have lost the gospel. They don't know what the gospel is. Sometimes they sit here and they wonder and they hope that maybe their family will teach them the gospel, but no one teaches them the gospel. So it's up to us to teach our children. You know, even if you don't go to church does not mean that you are heathen and stuff like that, because I know y'all hear that, well, I don't go to church and this, that, and third. It's like my daughter said, God is in your heart. You need to find your own, you know, connection with God, your own connection with God, and let him know you like you know him. Because one thing I tell you right now, God never leaves us. You might turn our backs and try to go our own way and be stuck, but God never leaves us. He never leaves us. He never left me. I might have had chosen, you know, to live a life that he might not like. And some of us have too, you know. But we all deserve second chances in life. But when he gives us a second chance, that doesn't mean go ahead and do the same thing. Go ahead and keep on flipping them birds and keep on going on that block and keep on selling yourself to the devil. That doesn't mean that. God means take what you've learned from the situation and better yourself and teach that gospel to the next man so they can better themselves. That's what God is telling you. That's what God is telling you. So praise be to God all day, every day. And I love him. And I got to go ahead and play a commercial. I'm going to come back. Praise be to God. Without him, there is no me. Hallelujah.
It's your girl, Lashie Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Y'all want to get your stunner shades on? Want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive? Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunner shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stutter game on. Do you?
What's going on, people? It's your man, Eric Moore, one half of Word on the Move Radio. Me and my man, Nebraska, be holding it down every Tuesday night from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock Eastern. That's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to hear the best in spoken word, poetry, hip-hop, independent artists, check out your people. We do this every Tuesday for you because you know we like what we do. Get at your boys. Nebraska, Eric Moore, Word on the Move. That's onthemoveradio.com. onthemoveradio.com.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would have lost it all.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio.
Hey, it's me, Kirk. I need to speak to Bishop.
Sure. Hold on.
Alright.
Hello?
Hey, I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. Lately, Pastor, I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams. It's hard to sleep. I can't eat. It's scary, you know?
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seemed like life is getting real strange.
Shoot,
anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know when I try to pray, there's this voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. See, just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TD Jakes.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. When your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
See, but you don't know my pain. I'm getting so sick and tired of all. I just got laid off and I topped it off the rent's due. So tell me what I gotta gain.
Well, see, trials come to me.
You
storms won't last
long.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side.
With the man do for a
and
night.
He told me to tell you everything.
Everything's gonna be alright.
So thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick.
You're listening to Lush Radio.
Yeah. This your girl, Lushy Lush. Praise be to God. He is an awesome God. He's always there on time. And I have 5 minutes left on the clock, and I just wanted to wrap it up. I just wanted to praise be and give praise to God, you know, and shout out to Strictly Bump One, Bump, and, you know, all my people that always listen to Lush Radio Online Gospel. And check out www.lushradiogospel.ning.com. You know, it only takes like 3 to 5 minutes just to set up your profile. You know, listen to the music network, you know, and get your praise on. Make sure that you check me out each and every Sunday at 3:30. Always praising God. Sometimes we have interviews. Sometimes we got the music that'll speak to your soul. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you might go and you might listen to the pastor, but, you know, that song that you hear that day might speak to your soul, you know? You know, so, you know, I pray all kinds of music, and, you know, it speaks to my soul, too. And you know, Bump made a suggestion, and then, you know, he said that I might be somebody's angel out there that I don't even know. But you know what? I thank you for saying that. But you know what? I think that you all and everybody else is an angel with no wings. And we hear the praise God in so many different ways, you know, through the words that we might say or give to somebody every single day just to help them get through the day. Well, by giving them something just to take with them every single day. You never know what it is, but you know what? We are all angels with no wings, and you have your own angel that walks amongst us and might give you a couple of words that day, or you might be going through something, and they say, hey, baby, or hey, it's going to be all right. Give you that hug and just say you can make it no matter what. And the only thing is that, you know, in order for us to see our angels, to know our angels with no wings, we have to, you know, basically open up ourselves to be receptive to his word. Because if we don't, then we're just neglected. And His word is good, and His word is every single day, and it's in our life. And He's blessed us with our children. He's blessed us with the lives that we live in, and we're able to breathe every single day. He's blessed us in so many different ways. For the food that He put on our table, God has blessed us so much, and we have to thank God for all that He has done. He is wonderful. He is a true God. He is an awesome God, and He never forgets us, you know. So I ask you, don't forget Him, and God is good. Praise be to God, because without Him, there is no us. You need to understand that, and to all the pastors out there, you know, praise be to your churches. Praise be to all of your congregation, deans and you know, deaconesses and you know, pastors out there that got their church and is preaching that good word and got that good religion. And I want to say a prayer for everyone. Let us bow our heads. God, You are an awesome God, and we call upon You, God, because without You, there is no us. Without You, we cannot breathe every single day. We cannot provide food on our table. We cannot provide for our family, God. God, You are an awesome God. You give us everything that we need in life, God. God, You are a true God all the time, God. And without You, there is no us once again, God. And we pray for all of the congregations, and we pray for all of our brothers and our sisters out there that are going through the struggle. And we pray for the Street Queens, the whole facility of Street Queens. And, you know, we pray for all of my friends and associates and family and everybody to keep their mind right and keep their mind together and be able to stand tall through all this recession and everything that we're going through, God. Keep them in their high spirits, God, and humble people and let them be able to give back no matter what, God. Because remember, You were at a place before, God, and You got us through it, God. You are an awesome God all the time. And we love You, God. In Your name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. He is an awesome God, and we are definitely doing it. Let's Radio Online. We can't stop. We won't stop. And I just got to pray, God, pray to God that He just tells us that we can make it. You can make it. You can make it every single day as long as you keep your head to the sky. You can make it. You can make it no matter what. And like Bump said, everything is perfect. Even if it isn't perfect, everything's perfect. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. So like I said, like Mama Seth said, you never would have made it. I never would have made it without Him, so. And play that one more time. And if ain't nobody tell you they love you, I love you. And we out. Yo. It's out. www.lushradiogospel.ning.com. Check out www.strictlybut1.com. They got the scholarships for the children and hot clothes. Check out Wooly.com. It's on and popping. Street Queens are moving, always giving back to the community. Let's get it. Praise be to God. Amen.
Never would have made. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without You. I would have lost it all. But now I see how You were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without. I would have lost it all, but now I see how You were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all You brought me through,